我们这个郡呢是个有长远历史、历史悠久的。
This city has a long history.
那么圣经怎么称呼这样的一个人呢
？How does the Bible describe call this city?
圣经他说我们的旧人。
The Bible calls it our old man.
所以你读六章第六节，你知道我们旧人和他同钉十字架。
Chapter 6, verse 6 says, knowing our old man being crucified with him.
我的岳父还在地上的时候。
When my father-in-law was still.
后来他年纪老迈了。
Later he became very old.
那我的儿子呢？是这个他还小，那么而且都一面学中文，一面学英文。
My son, when he was young, he was studying Chinese and English.
他很多的中文呢是从英语直接翻译过来的。
And his Chinese is translated from English.
所以看到了很多很有趣的笑话。
So he has had many jokes.
所以他有一天就说，他说妈妈，你看很奇怪，他说你看我们的外，他就是说他的外祖父很旧了。
So one day he said, Mom, it's very strange. Our grandfather is very old.
你的中文的旧跟老是一个字。
In Chinese, old is 旧和 old is
代表。他不知道怎么用它。
He doesn't know.
他就说，你看我们的爷爷已经旧了。
Our grandfather is used.
那么意思就是说他已经很老了。
Means that he's very old.
那弟兄姐妹，这是非常大意的。
And this is very
圣经说我们旧人一面来讲，当你犯罪犯多了，就是真的老旧不堪了。
On one hand, our sinners become very old because of sin.
所以你翻译诗歌要很小心。
So be very careful when you translate psalm.
The old rugged cross.
那古老的十字架。
这个有的人翻译老旧的十字架，这就错了。
Some translated as 老旧十字架。
那古老的十字架是对的。
The old is right.
它是古而不旧的。
It is very ancient, but not.
但是呢，如果你讲老旧了，证明说它朽坏了。
If it is 老旧 ，that means it's already corrupted.
如果我们这个人从来没有犯过罪的话
，If you have never sinned,
你可以说在亚当这个人是古老的。
You can say Adam is very ancient.
你也可以说他不是旧的。
And you cannot say he's old.
但是没有错。
But
你看见说我们今天这个人是越来越朽坏的。
You see, our person has become decayed.
所以一点都没有错。当你们想象到 corruption 讲的朽坏的时候
，We talk about corruption.
我们要说他不光老了，而是他旧了。
He's not only old, but ancient. But he's
old. 所以圣经说我们的旧人。
So Bible says our old man.
所以实在说来，就是指着我们这个亚当里面的人来说。
And refers to our person in Adam.
但虽然如此，你看我们每一个人。
Even so, you see our
person. 看神不光给我们一个身体。
Not only God gave us a body.
神也给我们一个活泼的灵魂。
He gave us a living soul.
神也给我们尊贵的灵。
Give us an honorable
soul. 所以，如果你传福音的话。
So if you share the
gospel. 要看你人也是神的杰作。
You need to see man is God.
你还是会想知道魂里面的故事的话。
If you want to know the story of the soul.
你就看见神的创造就可以。
Look at God's creation.
你知道你一生呢，他能学多少东西吗？
How many things can a man learn?
你知道我们脑子能装多少东西吗？
How many stuff we can put in our mind?
你知道有的人说我不能读书，读了我头会痛。
Some say I cannot read a book because I will have pain.
这句话是错的，你的头从来不痛。
This is wrong. Your hand.
你知道谁给我们这个软体，这个电脑啊，是从那个记忆是根本用不完的。
You know God created our brain, the memory will be.
你什么都不要，你表示你脑子不用疲倦的。
You can be tired of anything but not your mind.
那你痛是什么痛呢？
But what is your hand?
是你头的皮肤痛啊，这个是对的，已经太多了，这个皮肤会痛。但是你把脑子是不痛的。
It's the skin of your brain that's aching.
那么一个人他一生到底能装多少的知识呢？
How many knowledge can you put in your whole life?
如果大家参观过美国的华盛顿的国会图书馆，
You have ever visited the Library of Congress.
你知道美国的国会图书馆藏书有多少吗？
How many books are there in that library?
你就知道那里到底装了多少的知识，对不对？
You know how many knowledge are stored there.
但是你看看一个人从小到大，他一辈子，如果他要装的话，可以把多少知识装在他脑子里面？
You see how many knowledge can a person put in through his whole life?
是国会图书馆所能够装的九十倍里面一百倍里头。
It's many or hundredfold the times of the Congress.
那是所以现在你能想到。
Now you see,
几千年来你把这些专家当你政府根本放在一起的。
So, so many thousand years, we put all the riches in Adam.
到了二十一世纪今天。
Now, came to 21st,
你看见你一个把人送到月亮上去。
You see, man can send man to the
moon. 今天你在厨房里面，你也可以上银行去。
Well, even in the kitchen, you can do a bank transaction.
所以你看见吗？很多事情，你看现在年轻人手里，不管他拿一个手机，到处都是手机。
Today's young man, they have.Young people have the
same. 这代表什么？
我的谁
说？你看，你这个在亚当里面，整个经验，所有丰富，你把它加在一起。
This is the sum up of all the experience in Adam.
你如果全部加在一起，这是个宇宙人，对不对？这是个世界人，对不对？
If you add them all together, this is a world person.
这个丰富就是世界的丰富。
This riches is the riches of the world.
所以你讲的这个物质的世界，它最大的丰富还不是物质？
So we talk about this material world, the riches of this world.
那如果都这样的话，那个石头、木头会有什么丰富？
And what abundance does a stone or wood have?
当然了，你的麦子。也长得这个也是，但是比起你知道说那个我们今天亚当丰富还不多，这是外面的东西。
The abundance of the riches in Adam is not just those outward.
他的丰富应该是魂的丰富。
The riches is the riches of the soul.
你看有多少伟大的音乐的作品
？How many good masterpiece of music？
有多少文学的作品
？How many good literature？
有许多不朽的杰作
，many masterpiece。
你看在科学上许多伟大的发现
，lot of discovery, great discovery。
把这些通通加在一起的
，If you add them all together，
你不要忘记。神当初创造亚当的时候
，When God first created Adam，
神就把这些丰富通通放在他里面。
God has already put all those riches in him。
但是很可惜
，But very pitiful，
有一天亚当犯罪了。
One day Adam sinned。
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见我们这个人，这个时间越长，慢慢这个朽坏的东西带进来了。
You see the longer we live, the more corruption we come
in。那么然后对着一面，你看见伟大。
On the one hand, you see the greatness of man.
另一面，你也看见败坏的一面。
On the other hand, you see the corruption.
这就是人类犯罪的故事。
This is a story of human sin.
纽约是全世界的首都。
New York is the capital of the world.
在纽约，你能找到什么？
What can you discover?
你能找到全世界最好的。
You can find the best in the world.
你也能找到全世界最坏的。
You can also discover the worst.
最好的不要忘记是神创造的亚当。
The best, don't forget that God created Adam.
最坏的因为有一天亚当犯罪。
The worst because one day Adam sinned.
你说这有可能？
You see this possible?
当然有可能。
Of course it's possible.
从前有一个画家想画一个画，能够代表什么叫做善。
And one day a painter wanted to paint a painting to represent what, to describe what.
所以他说我要知道到底什么叫做善，什么叫做美，什么叫做 beauty.
I want to find out what it means by beauty.
结果有一天他带着礼拜堂去。
So one day they went to a cathedral.
他到这礼拜堂就鼓励了，特别经常看他们唱诗班，有一帮人在那唱诗。
They went to a church building and see the choir was singing.
那都是年轻的。
They were all young people.
都是年轻人在那唱诗歌。
Young people were there singing.
结果就画。就在那注意他打扮的女男子
，and the painter discovered one handsome young person。
所以他说这个就是美的象征吧。
He said this is the symbol of。
所以我一定要把这个美把它留下来，把它画下来。所以他就说，现在我要告诉人说，这个就是美。
I want to keep this image of beauty. Now I want to tell people this is what is beauty.
他很高兴。
He finishes painting.
现在呢，我要另外再去环游全世界，我要到处去找，我要找什么叫做 ugly， 什么叫做丑。
Now I want to travel the whole world. I want to find what it means by ugly.
他好久都没有找到。
He discovered none.
那到有一天他找到了。
Until one day,
他在马路上忽然看见了这个警察在追一个强盗。
All of a sudden, he saw a police were chasing a robber.
所以他就赶快就跟着这个强盗旁边。
So he just followed this robber.
结果他发现强盗从一个墙上就翻下来，就摔了一跤。
And this robber fell from the wall.
那么他就是刚好和这个画家是面对面的。
And this just happened to be face to face with this robber.
他说太好了，现在我终于找到了丑陋的那张画，那张画 画像。
He said, wonderful, now I have found the ugly, the picture of ugly.
结果他就捕捉了那个丑陋的样子。
And then he captured the image of ugliness.
就在那个时候。
At that moment,
他就这个面孔是似曾相识，好像在什么地方见过。
He realized, yes, we saw this picture, this face before.
他忽然醒过来。
And all of a sudden, he said,
这个年轻人就当初他在那个礼拜堂里面要画的那个著名的同样的一个人。
And this is the same person you find in the church building in the choir.
这是悲剧，是不是？
And this is a tragedy.
每个全世界最美的和全世界最丑的，那是一个人的身上。
And the most beautiful and most ugly is the same person.
全世界最有智慧的人，他的名字叫做所罗门。
And the wisest person of the whole world, his name is
Solomon.
Nobody has more wisdom than
him. But
later, Solomon has
committed idolatry.
The first thing of the whole world is idolatry.
你会想到说一个最有智慧的和最愚昧的在一个人身上吗？
Can you imagine that the most wise and the most foolish person thing happened in one
man? 你怎么解释？
How can you explain this?
因为所罗门是他的 first name.
Because Solomon is his first name.
他的 last name 叫 Adam.
His last name is called Adam.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So then,
在他的身上你能看到最好的。
In his life, we can see the best.
就是亚当是神创造的。
Because Adam was created by God.
他人堕落以后
，But after man fell,
你看见人最丑陋的一面。
You see the ugliness, most ugly thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白了吗
？I understand.
你如果看整个的世界，把所有人加在一起
，If you look at the whole world, put every person together,
这就是一个 collective 一个集体的一个人，叫做亚当。
This collective person is called Adam.
是古今中外都在里面。
It could include everything.
有些人你不能光在主，你要把所有通通放在一起。
You have to include everything.
在旧约里面有这样的一幅图画。
And in the Old Testament, there's this picture.
那就是但以理书第二章的图画。
That's the picture in the second chapter of Daniel.
你记不记得你不在天上王看见一个 statue， 看见一个大象？
You remember Nebuchadnezzar saw this great statue.
有金有银有铜有铁。
The gold and silver and bronze and iron.
头是金的。
And the head is gold.
胸是银的。
And the breast is
silver. 都是铜的。
And the gold is abdomen is
腿跟那头腿是铁的。
And the feet is iron.
所以你看看这个人啊，可以说是一个大人，这个巨人是可畏的人。
And this person is an exceptional, is great, is a giant.
那当然我们知道那个金代表。巴比伦大帝国。
We know the gold represents the great kingdom of Babylon.
然后银代表波斯大帝国。
And silver represents the Persian Empire.
当初大卫，当初但以理给讲那个是个预言，不错。
And Daniel first told us it was a prophecy.
后来在历史上就完全预言了。
It was fulfilled in history.
然后我们的铜的部分是希腊，然后铁的部分代表罗马。
And the bronze is Greek and the iron is Roman.
然后后面有半铁半泥的，一直到小脚趾头。
And later we have for half iron and half clay.
这个代表什么？
What does this represent?
这个代表人类历史的流程。
This represents a flowing chart of human
history. 当人类历史到了巴比伦帝国，你看见说这个人类已经爬到了相当的高峰了。
When the history reaches Babylon kingdom is the pinnacle of the
history. 所以现在如果你想知道亚当的丰富的话
，So now if you want to discover Adam's riches,
你只要看看巴比伦帝国就好了。
Just look at Babylon.
但是不要忘记了
，Don't forget.
你看见巴比伦只是看一个横截面而已。
What you see in Babylon is just a transect.
只是一个部分 cross section， 只是一个部分才是，是个截面而已。
It's just a cross section.
但是你如果看到波斯大帝国的时候
，But if you see the Persian Empire，
你现在很清楚啊，你读这个以斯帖记，你就叫波斯大帝国从古时一直到印度，当中的最大最大的。
You see the Persian Empire expand from India to Ethiopia，
然后到了希腊大帝国。
Then to the Greek Empire.
两年之内，亚历山大就征服了那个时候的世界。
Within 2 years, Alexander conquered the whole world.
他征服完了世界，他在帐篷里面哭了。
And he wept after he conquered.
那么将军问他：“你为什么要哭
？”Why do you cry？
他说：“我哭，因为从此我再没有世界可以征服。
”He said, "I cry because there's no place to conquer."
所以你如果看见希腊所带给我们今天的宝，所有留下来的东西
，So you see all the things left over。
你看，今天讲民权，
今天
讲民主，
你 democracy.
这些叫做独立，我们自由 freedom 这些东西是从什么地方
Where do those things
如果你要看到今天我们所有这些东西事实上就是承受历史上有一个截面叫做希腊大帝国的截面
Today we have this because in history there's a cross section called the Greek Empire
罗马帝国最后征服了希腊帝国
Later on Roman Empire conquered Greek Empire
但是它的文化是承受了希腊的文化
has inherited the Greek
所以希腊的文化就征服了罗马帝国
So the Hellenism has conquered Roman Empire
所以我们不要忘记
So don't forget
今天所谓的东方跟西方
Today the so-called East and West
巴比伦跟伊底波斯是代表东方的
Babylon and Persian represent
你看见希腊跟罗马是代表西方的
Greek and Roman represents the West
你知道说这个西亚历山大有一个命
You know Alexander the Great has a
king希望有一天东方跟西方能完全合起来，能合起来。
His dream is that one day East and West can be unified.
他为了实现这个梦
，and in order to realize it,
他自己娶了波斯的女子。
He himself has married a Persian girl.
他要他底下的一万个军人个个都娶波斯的女子。
He wants 10,000 of his servants, everyone marry a Persian.
所以他希望说，不分是希腊人，不分是华人，不分是自主的人。
So the dream that no matter it's a Greek or a Gentiles or Barbarians, all will become one.
所以你看，这是思想什么平等啊、自由，这是思想从什么地方来的
？So where does the idea of equity and freedom?
你看看今天希腊人他们已经做着，他们娶了波斯的女子。
Today the Greek they have married Persian.
所以他的意思就是让东方跟西方能够融合在一起。
He wants they to melting together of the East and
West. 这就是人类的理想。
This is the ideal of human.
那么在那个时候，当然希腊慢慢有一些科学的东西就慢慢发展出来。
Later through Greece, the many science developed.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们所经历的。
Today,
那个时候不止经过了巴比伦帝国，然后也经过了波斯大帝国，也经过了希腊大帝国。
Come now, all from Babylon, also through the Persian and Greece.
但是这个也经过了罗马帝国。
Finally, goes through the Roman Empire.
罗马人从来不是哲学家的。
Romans are never philosophers.
罗马人是思想家的。
Romans are pragmatic.
条条大路通罗马。
Every road is led to Rome.
希腊人可以做梦，他们不做梦。
The Greek can dream, but they do not
dream.告诉我们罗马怎么建造起来的
Just tell us how the city of Rome is built
而且怎样条条道路能够通罗马
How can every road lead to Rome
所以弟兄姊妹这个是系这个实干而且苦干的精神你看从罗马来的
This hard working is from Rome
所以今天你如果来看今天美国一切的话
If you look at the United States today
你知道为什么今天美国这么伟大吗
Why this country is so big
美国所以伟大，不要忘记，它事实上是承受了亚当里面所有的丰富加在一起。
The reason is because he has inherited all the riches in Adam put together.
但这个还是不够的。
This is not enough.
然后你也知道罗马法律是很重要，没关系。
If you understand Rome, you know the law.
你知道我们是讲的法律，你一定要追到罗马的法律的。
If you want to study the law, you have to trace back to the
law. 我如果看的话，你要看今天我们有。
If you understand you have today
特别到了要回主要回来以前
Especially before the Lord
你把这些通通加在一起的时候
You put everything together
这就变成了今天的世界
This become the world we know today
所以我们要知道在亚当里那个人
The person in Adam
事实上是个世界
It is in fact a man of this world
是这些世界所有在亚当里面精华把它放在一起的时候
It is we put all the things of this good things of this world together.
结果你就发现什么？结果你就发现所有的丰富都在这里。
Now you discover all the riches are here.
那就不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这四支四个帝国
，the four empires，
在但以理的其中。
In chapter 7 of Daniel,
同样这四个帝国
，the same four kingdoms，
上面怎么说呢
？What does the river
say？ 四只兽从海中上来
，There are four beasts came out of the sea。
巴比伦帝国像只狮子一样。
Babylon is like a lion.
波斯帝国像熊一样。
Persia is like a bear.
它可以到处践踏葡萄园的。
And he can trample over all the vines.
到了非常的快。
And leper is very like
that. 所以亚历山大两年就征服世界。
That's why Alexander conquered
the world. 是非常准确的。
The prophecy is very
accurate. 你看见罗马不是铁吗？
Then you see the Roman Empire.
你看罗马历史完全铁，可就完全铁来代表的。
You can read, if you read a history, it can be represented by iron.
但你说不出它名字来。
You cannot tell the name.
你不能说它狮子，也不能说它熊，也不能说它是豹。
You cannot say it's the lion or the leopard or the bear.
是个不知名的兽。
It is an unknown.
是个残忍的兽。
It is very cruel.
所以现在明白了。
Now you understand。
当你的第二章是给我们看的这个世界人的，这个面子。
And Daniel chapter 2 shows us the face of this world man。
而且你到了这个第七章给我们看的世界的影子。
And in chapter 7 you see the evil of this world man。
看见外面是金银铜铁金碧辉煌。
You see the appearance, you see gold, silver, bronze, and iron。
但如果你进入它里面的秘诀，问它的秘诀的话
，However, if you want to find out the inward nature,
那个性情是野兽的性情。
And that nature is a nature of beast。
是狮子的，是熊的，是豹的。
It's a lion, a bear, and a leopard。
这是你什么？
这是你
这就给我们。
This shows us
罪从一人就进入了世界。
Sin entered into the world。
我们还不知道罪带给世界有多大的伤害。
We still do not realize how much damage
sin
has done to this world。
很稀奇。
But there's
the answer， 你是都是一个人的。
And inward or outward are the same person。
最好和最坏都在一个人的身上。
The best and the worst is in one
person。这就是在亚当里面。
This is the person in Adam。
那么现在一直到主回来。
From now on till the Lord returns，
我一直从最早从第金头一直到最后，你看这就整个历史的发展。
From the golden wall till the end of history， that's the process。
所以如果你光看一个截面的话，
so if you look at just one cross section，
你说这是罗马帝国？
You see， this is the Roman Empire。
罗马的历史是够你学的嘛？
And this is not for you to study Roman history。
那么还有一段是巴比伦的。
Another cross section is Babylon，
那也是够你学的嘛？
And that's enough for you to。
今天为什么一个钟头是六十分钟？
Today why 1 hour？
一个翻译是六十秒啊
，Why 1 minute and 60 seconds？
是谁告诉我们
？Who tells us？
是巴比伦告诉我们
，Babylon told us。
所以不要忘记啊，
所以
那个时候的天文学根本就在巴比伦祭司手里啊。
At those time the astronomy is in the priests of Babylon。
所以他们就把 astronomy 变成 astrology。
So they turned astronomy into astrology。
所以不要忘记，当初 astronomy 是神所创造的
，astronomy is creation by God。
astrology 是死。堕落了，被撒旦影响，最后所有的产品。
Astrology is the result of man's fall。
所以我们不要忘记。
So don't forget。
这就为什么巴比伦的宗教能影响所有的宗教。
This is why the religion of Babylon can influence all other
religions。你讲的宗教，讲到真的这些科学，你一定要追到巴比伦去吧。
So if you study religion, all the sciences, you have to trace back to Babylon。
犹太人本来是全世界最好的农夫。
And Jewish people are originally the best。
他被掳到巴比伦以后
，You were captured into Babylon，
变成全世界最好的商人。
You become the best merchants of Israel。
许多的 banking system 是犹太人给我们。
A lot of banking system came from Jews。
犹太人从哪里得到这些东西
？Where did they learn this thing？
他从巴比伦得来。
They learned from Babylon。
所以就是。
So why
今天你到纽约去？今天你特别在美国的金融世界里面
，especially in the financial world today，
你要发现这里有巴比伦的影子。
You discover there is the shadow of Babylon。
所以旧约里面看一幅，一个大人就是当年所看见的大人。
In the Old Testament， you see this giant， this big statue。That's the chapter
12的姓叫做亚当。
His first name and his last name is Adam。
在新约里同样的。
In same way，
保罗在大马士的路上。
Paul on his way to Damascus，
他看见的不是个世界。
What he saw is not a world man，
他看见的是一个宇宙人。
What he saw is a universe man，
头在天上，他的身体在地上。
His head is in heaven， his body is on earth。
但你所看见的金银铜铁。
And Daniel saw gold, silver,
and iron.
And Paul saw it's a heavenly life.
一个是世界人，一个是宇宙人。
One is a world man, one is a
world. 一个是在地亚当里面，一个在基督里面。
One is in Adam, one is in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
什么？
你看见这两个人
？If you see these two persons，
你就看见我们自己了。
You see ourselves.
我们每个人都是亚当的小影。
Each and every one of us is a miniature of Adam.
我们得救以后，我们应该是基督的小影。
We are saved. We shall be the miniature.
我们应该如此虚拟的爱，但是你不要忘记，就在我们历史来讲
，According to our history，
我们有过堕落的历史。
We have a history of corruption.
那个历史是惨不忍睹的。
That history is unlookable.
弟兄姊妹，所以现在你看，你在我们身上，你不看亚当，看夏娃了。
That's why in our life you discover, you see Adam, you see Eve.
这个我的女儿小的时候，她告诉我说：“爸爸，你能不能告诉我亚当夏娃到底像什么样子
？”My daughter, when she was young, she said, "Daddy, can you show me how Eve looks like?"
我说：“你等一等，我找机会我告诉你夏娃什么样子。
”She said, "Just wait a second, wait a minute, I will tell you how Eve looks like."
但是有一天我的女儿发脾气了。
Until one day, my daughter got angry.
那我就拿过来，还跟镜子里跟她妈，这就是夏娃的样子。
And I take a mirror and show her, this is the image of Eve.
所以弟兄姊妹，
所以
所有做父母的
，every parent
可以从他的儿女身上看到他自己。
You can see from their children himself.
那你看见他的孩子任性了，就叫他想起他自己年轻的。
How stubborn their children are, and that's how stubborn they are.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？在我们每一个人身上
，in each and every one of us，
都是亚当的效应。
We are the image of Adam.
所以这个叫做旧人。
This is called old man.
弟兄姊妹，但是你怎么认识救人的救人
？How can you understand all anything about all
the
scripture？
你读到以斯帖记的时候
，When you read the answer，
你看那个故事是谁的故事
？What's the story？
那个故事亚哈书的故事。
The story is about the Ahasuerus。
那个名字最有名的、最多的名字就是亚哈书的名字。
The name most mostly in the Ahasuerus。
你看见整个的故事就是亚哈书的故事。
All the story is about the Ahasuerus。
弟兄姊妹，这个亚哈斯到底代表什么
？What does Ahasuerus represent？
第一，亚哈斯是波斯帝国的一个很重要的王。
Number one, he is the most important king in Persia.
所以他就是那个亚当里面的一个截面，你看见没有
？So he is one of the cross sections in Adam.
所以现在呢，亚哈斯他要有花180天的时间。摆了一个国宴，叫全世界都知道他的国度有多么的荣耀，多么的伟大。
Now Ahasuerus needs 180 days to set up this banquet to show how glorious his kingdom.
所以当你读到以斯帖记第一章的时候
，So when you read the first chapter of
Ahasuerus， 你看见那里的丰富，你是在亚当里面的丰富。
The riches described there is the riches in Ahasuerus.
所以亚哈斯罗也是亚当的小女。
So Ahasuerus is the miniature of Adam.
你看见这里这个王不是以色列王。
Here the king is not the king of Israel.
这里不是大卫王。
It is not David.
这里也不是所罗门王。
It's not the Solomon.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个好像是一个外邦人的王。
This is a Gentile king.
这里你有了外国的东西。
Here we have foreign things.
这里就是外国的东西。
Sin is foreign to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
实际上
根据这个缘故
，because of
你读到以斯帖记的时候
，you read Esther，
你发现说以斯帖记。这里亚哈斯罗其实就是指着我们旧人来说的。
You discover Ahasuerus is referring to our old man.
你要明白旧人种种，你只要看亚哈斯罗怎么表现就是。
If you want to understand how the old man is, and you just look at what
Ahasuerus is. 当你读到亚哈斯罗的种种的时候
，So when you read everything concerning him,
你就看见你自己的种种。
You see what you are,
弟兄姊妹，一面是创造的一面。
On the one hand, it's God's creation.
一面给我们看丰富的一面。
And other shows, on the one hand, shows that
你有没有看一个国宴，是一共是办了180天的
？Have you ever seen a national banquet that lasts 180 days?
但是只有这样的国宴，才能够显出到底这个波斯国有多么伟大。
And only this banquet can manifest how How great is this person?
但是亚哈斯也是很周到的。
But the Ahasuerus is very careful.
他在首都苏珊又摆了7天的宴席。
In the capital Susan, the citadel, he has set up another banquet for 7 days.
所有大大小小都可以到宫廷里面来。
Every person, small or great, can come to the palace.
你看见王能够邀请所有的人来到他的宫殿。
You see, the king can invite everyone to the palace.
然后他的这个妻子王后也能够邀请所有的女子。
And this claim can also invite all the women.
实际上每个人是随意的，按照谁他们怎么喝酒，随着他们的意思。
Everybody can eat and drink according to their pleasure.
他们要做什么就有什么。
Whatever they want to do, they can do.
在他皇帝的宫殿里面，他们的意志可以伸张到最高点。
In the palace of the king, their free will can play.
你看这里有个君王爱他的子民到一个地步。
Here is a king who loves his
city. 为他们摆设宴席。
And he set up a banquet.
他可以享受所有一切王的丰富。
They can enjoy all the abundance.
所以你当你读到第一章的时候，
所以你的 first chapter，
一面你发现说这个他的国度，这个他的国度，这个以世界的国度是一直从比弗到了印度。
On the one hand, you see his empire lasts from India to Ethiopia. Altogether, 127
times.
You can proclaim the decree of the king.
At
that time, there is no
helicopter. At
that time, you use the fast horse.
所以等到12月13号要清理整个所有的以色列。
So when the 12th month and 13th day, the time to come to kill all
people. 你看三月份他们就把命令就送出去了。
In the 3rd month, they send out the word.
他们需要好几个月才能达到目的的。
They need couple months to reach the destiny.
他们要在每个城里面就把王的命令就颁布出来了。
They need to put out the decree of the king in every city.
所以你看多少人民。
So see how many
languages, 就是多少的省份。
How many provinces?
你看他的统治的国度有何等的版图，有何等的伟大。
How great is the country?
那么你怎么能够彰显这个国度里面的荣耀和丰富呢？
How can you manifest the glory and abundance of the
nation? 你要把这个他荣耀之国的丰富和美好威严的尊贵要给他们看，你可以看多少天呢？
You can show the dignity and the glory of the kingdom. How many days do you
need? 你知道可以长满180天。
We can display on display for 180
days. 所以这个是这个汉满全满汉全席，不知道要分出多少。
This is many times fold greater than the mentions on the Han temple.
所以我们可以看得出来。
So we can understand
这个以世纪第一章的亚哈书里，其实就是我们的写照。
And this first chapter of Esther Hazarus is a description of
what
my
old man is.
If you want to understand what my old man is, this is what Hazarus
is.
His accomplishment is great. He's amazing. He has wisdom. He has dignity. He has glory. He can humble to such extent. He can listen to the advice from a servant.
这是不容易的。
This is not easy.
他知道他自己不够智慧。
He knows himself is not wise enough.
不过他有足够的智慧，能邀请七个大臣来做他的顾问。
But he's wise enough to invite 7 eunuchs to be his advisor.
所以你知道说，所以你看见说，在这里，你在第一章里面看所有。在说亚哈虽有的丰富，就是在亚当里的丰富。
So in first chapter, you see all the riches of Adam is represented by the riches.
所以那故事就从这里开始。
So the story begins from here.
现在你看谁是主角
？Now you see who is the main.
亚哈虽也是主角。
Hazarus is the main.
我们说过，这里什么名字都有。
Main character.
什么名字
？Mention there are many names.
你知道不是有哈曼名字，哈曼的儿女，其实名字有。
Now only Haman.
But his wife Haman is the
sister of the names of his ten sons.
He will not forget the names.
The Holy Spirit will not forget about
the three names. The name of the Holy Spirit will not
forget. However, the most important name, the Holy Spirit seems to
be the name of the
Holy Spirit. You see, when the Holy Spirit
did this,
You see, man has come to this point.
You have heard many names.
You have heard many names.
You have heard many names.
Some will say God has disappeared.
You have heard many names.
And some say God has already died.
所以你觉得什么名字都叫你脸上有光彩。
So no, all his name will give glory to you.
所以最常见的名字叫阿哈。
The most common name is Ahasuerus.
那是很清楚的。你不管读到哪一章都是亚哈斯，你都不死。
You read every chapter and find the name of Ahasuerus.
在这里你就看见说亚哈斯也是代表我们的救援。
here you see hazards represent our old man.
这里啊，哈士尼的表现就是我们的表现。
Here this appearance is our
tyranny. 呀，哈士尼怎样是暴君，我们也怎样是暴君。
How a hazards is the tyrant, we are a tyrant.
丈夫是暴君，妻子也是暴君。
The husband is a tyrant, and so is the wife.
所以有的人说，伴君如伴虎啊。
Some will say to accompany a king is like accompany a lion.
那这个君他有这个君可以解释丈夫来说的。
This
伴君如伴虎嘛。
所
以你如果和丈夫在一起，还跟老虎在一起一样。
To be with your husband is like with a tiger.
你居然你不知道什么叫爆发起来了。
You do not know when you will burst in anger.
这就是我们嘛。你现在不觉得这样吗？这个呀，他这里好姐就是好的很呐。
This man has been so very good.
哇，他很厉害。你看这个世界要问他要。见吗？他说你要什么？我一半都给你。
He is very generous, so generous. When Esther went to see him, he said, "I can give you even half of my kingdom."
所以他讲两次国全都没有了。
When he mentioned this twice, and his kingdom is half of
it. 第三次他说我要把国一半给你。
So when he mentioned this the third time, I want to give half of my
kingdom. 像不像你的丈夫？像不像你的妻子
？Is this like your husband, or like your wife?
你看我们这个人是不是这样？吃掉常常开的。
Are we like this? We often write
good words. 这话讲得非常好听的。
We can say many good words.
所以你看见我们每个人都。是泥汤大全的作者，泥汤大都灌泥汤，泥汤大全的作者。所以你看，你好话都说尽了。
So we speak with all good words.
你去看，又不去看，你还是有这有名有历史值的。
So very interesting. If look at this character,
how 这都是亚哈斯鲁的影子。
Everywhere you see the shadows on
him. 是不是因为亚哈斯鲁在那地位太明显了
？Because his position is so obvious.
结果神好像退位了。
As if God has quit.
神好像隐藏起来。
As if God is hidden.
神可以藏在一个地步，好像没有神一样。
Can hide himself to an extent that it, as if God is
not. 你有没有想到圣经里面讲到是有一个形容词
？Have you thought about the Bible? What's one adjective to describe?
我不告诉你在哪里，去圣经里把它找出来。
I will not tell you where it is, and you need to find it out.
神说他是自己的神。
God said, "He is the God who hides himself."
他就自己藏起来了。
He hides himself.
他把我们捉迷藏，你躲也找也找不到他。
As if he was playing hide and seek.
谁有人说？没有神。
So people will say, some people will say,
"There's no God." 记得苏联的太空人当时到了太空转了一圈回来说没有神，我转了半天没有碰到神。
You know the cosmonaut of Russia someday said, "I traveled out space, I see no God."
你要告诉他神是把自己藏起来了。
We shall tell him that God has hidden himself.
神总这个并不是指人的，是人坐在宝座上，神退位了。
God hid himself, only man now is on his
throne. 你现在把教科书打开都是都是大恶人，都是罪人。
If you open the textbook today, they are all revolution, all dollar.
弟兄姊妹，这不是正常的情形。
Is this the situation today?
这不是反常的情形。
Is this a monarchy?
最重要的名字应该在前面。
The most important name should be the first.
现在每一页你看见都是亚哈斯鲁的故事。
Now you turn the page, you see a Ahasuerus everywhere.
你看今天不是做王吗？
Is the new man the king?
不是要叫神退位吗？
Man want God to quit.
什么叫 humanism? 什么叫人文主义？
What is humanism?
人文主义就是呀，这里就在宝座上。
Humanism is Ahasuerus as king.
瞬间的你看见吗？哈斯勒的名字不见了。
Now as if God's name disappeared.
这就证明说，你看我们所处的时代是个悲剧，是个弯曲悖逆的时代。
That's why the time that we are in is a time of iniquity.
你看圣灵的借着是凸显给我们看，你看我们今天光明是个怎样不正常的景象。
So this the Holy Spirit reveals to us what our conditions are.
拜的圣灵非常的公平。
And this spirit is very fair.
他给我们看亚当丰富的一面。
It shows us the riches in Adam.
也给我们看他堕落的一面。
Also shows us the corruption.
你看见没有？
但是是
所以因为你看见亚哈斯鲁有他很刚烈的一面。
On one hand, you see Ahasuerus has his 刚烈。Very fierce.
刚烈就是很刚，就是
strong。
但另一面呢，你也看见他很温柔的。
On the other hand, you see he is very gentle。
你看见，所以你可以看见这个好像是两个人在一个人身上。
You see there's two kind of things in one person。
所以弟兄姊妹，
所以当
你是如此的亚哈斯鲁的时候。
因为你也还是
要记得，圣经就是用这个来给我们看我们的旧人是怎样的。
The Bible uses this to show us what our old man looks like.
你听见吗？那很多的话对旧人来说
，Many words refers to our old man.
如果对我们的魂来说的
，It's concerning our soul.
所以亚哈斯鲁就代表我们的魂。
So the hustlers represent our soldiers.
But once again, 你今天你是暴君，你是英军呢还是昏君？
Today, are you a tyrant or are you a wise?
你是英明呢还是昏庸？
Are you wise or foolish?
那你毕竟只能如果他听汉话，他就是昏君。
If you listen to Haman, he is a tyrant.
他听摩迪改的话，他就是英君。
If you listen to Mordecai, he is a wise king.
所以毕竟整个的故事就是亚哈谢鲁怎么从昏君变为英君。
The entire story is concerning how Ahasuerus turned from So after we were saved,
现在圣灵要把这里的故事告诉我们。
Now the Holy Spirit wants to review the story.
所以当你读第一章的时候，你看见亚哈谢鲁。
You see
Ahasuerus，给我们看见他的伟大。
On one hand, you see the greatness of him. See his glory.
你看他多么慷慨，他能够把很多的酒就赐给所有的百姓。
You see his generosity. He gave all the wines to all his people.
那么，圣经告诉我们说。
Then the Bible tells us.
等到第七天，等到最高峰的时候。
Until the seventh day, the pinnacle.
现在你知道说，他把所有的丰富都展览出去。
Now he wants to display all his riches.
这是亚当里面的习惯。
This is the habit of
Adam. 为什么许多人爱表现？
Why many people like to show off?
你说我爱表现，不是我父母爱表现。
You say I like to show off not because my parents.
亚当就是爱表现。
Because Adam.
我们表现不是一天，我们的国宴不是七天，我们国宴常常不是180天。
Our national banquet is not just one day, but 180 days.
弟兄姊妹，你看得很清楚。
在亚当里面，我们的情形就像你是贴近这一所新闻一样。In Adam, our condition is just like what described in Adam.
等到这些到了最高峰的时候，when
we reach the climax,
现在我们问说，Now
we ask,
你现在已经把最好的给我们看到了。Now
you have shown us the best.
你还有什么最好的？What
do you still have?
你还有什么最得意的？What
is the most things you feel
for? 那个江山都是你的。The
entire country is
127省都是你的。
This proves that you are very achievement.
Now you
are a very highly achieved person.
So when he drinks
and eats, you can tell that his pride reaches the pinnacle.
那人到了骄傲的最高峰，有最危险的时候。
And it is the most dangerous moment.
当酒精在他身上发作的时候，
alcohol starts to work in his
mind.
He has this impulsion.
他里面要做一件事情。
He wants to do one thing.
这一件事情。
This thing,
可以说是整个世界的最高峰。
You can say it's the pinnacle of the entire drama.
不错，全世界都知道他征服了127省。
True, the whole world knows he has conquered
life. 江山都是他的。
All the countries,
如果有一个人他整个这样的大兵，加上八号将军都是他的话。
If there's a person who owns, possesses all the countries,
我们要说他到了荣耀的。
You can say he has reached the pinnacle of his glory.
在背后还有一样的东西，这是亚哈谢鲁最得意、最荣耀的一件事。
That's the thing that makes him feel most proud.
整个江山比不上瓦斯提的美丽。
The entire country cannot compare to the beauty of Vashti.
那这样的美丽，在全世界再也找不到的。
This kind of beauty you can find nowhere.
现在他要全世界看见。
Now he wants the whole world to see.
他的成就不只是赢得了江山。
His accomplishment is only one of
the accomplishments.
His accomplishment is one of the beauty.
现在江山美人集在他一身。
Now the country and the beauty of Vashti.
所以等到最后，你等到瓦斯提能够出现在众人眼前的时候。
Until Colasta can appear before everyone.
那可以说人的骄傲就达到了最高点。
You can see the pride of a man is reached his
现在亚哈谢鲁可以说我死也没有遗憾。
Now Ahasuerus can say I can even die without it.
这给我们看见，在亚当里面，我们这个罪人能够达到一个什么样的地步。
This shows that in Adam, our old man can become so
achievable.
He cannot dream
of it.
This last time, he seems to appear. This is a very
good
thing. The king has a will.
许了法。
The decree of the king is that
当王一直出去，要皇帝然后来到众人面前的时候
，When the king was declared to appear in front of our people，
我们的话在那个时候就是国家的法律。
The word of the king at that time was the law。
国家的法律是不能够更改的。
And the law of the country cannot be changed。
没有人能够更改。
No one can change the
throne of the king。我们这个堕落的魂。
So it's this corrupted soul.
最高的表现表现在我们的物质上。
The manifestation, the highest manifestation is in our
你看见说你怎么知道我们这个人是亚当堕落的
？How can we tell we are in Adam a fall?
我们在骨子里面每个人都是亚当所有
的。In our bones, each and every one of us.
没有一个人能够阻断我的意志的。
No one can break my will.
你看见没有？什么时候谁要阻断我的意志？
Somebody wants to come to break my will.
我要撕毁他的一切。
I want to destroy everything.
我是不能被得罪的。
I cannot be offended.
我是不能受伤害的。
I cannot be hurt.
我是全世界最重要的。
I am the most important figure.
如果你不给我面子
，If you do not give me,
如果你叫我受伤
，If you hurt me,
结果你看那个后果，那个反应是非常非常激烈的。
You see the reaction is very very violent.
你是另外一方面。
And I am
the 一国之君。
You are the head of the country.
你的反应要让全世界都知道。
No reaction will show that.
现在你是怒火中烧。
Now the wrath is burning.
现在你不没有人能够救你。
Nobody can offend you.
谁叫上来呀？
那
没有在这个时候，在全世界面前，这个人没有面子。
In front of the whole world, this king has no face.
现在他受到了最大的伤害。
Now he's greatly insulted.
那么现在怎么办呢？那
我这边
你看见说。很明显给我们看，亚哈斯的反应很清楚的。
This reaction of Ahasuerus is very clear.
他一定有反应的。
He must react.
那个反应一定是极端的反应。
And that reaction must be